You are watching a special Combine edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hello and welcome to a Combine edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Jameer Howerton, reporting at Lucas Oil Stadium, where the 2013 Combine is officially underway. Browns fans, I'm now joined by Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. Mike, your general thoughts of the NFL Combine?
Well, you know, it's a crazy situation, and even though I've been in this business for 12 years now, I've never been here before, so it's kind of a baptism by fire. We came in this morning, we started taping interviews, we've got our shows that we're doing, but, you know, this is the official, unofficial NFL convention where everybody's here. The agents are here, the coaches are here, you got the new players here. It's really a lot of fun, and there's a lot going on over these next few days.
The Browns made some moves this offseason. Let's just talk about head coach Rob Gronkowski. What are your thoughts?
Well, look, you've got a new owner in Jimmy Haslam, and I sense that the moment Joe Banner was hired, and we've seen it from the moment that Rob Gronkowski and now Mike Lombardi, and it's a new beginning, and there's just a sense that it's new. And with Rob Gronkowski, what he did with Cam Newton in 2001, very impressive. They got off to a rough start in 2012, and I wonder whether they did enough self-scouting to maybe figure out how defenses were going to adjust to Cam Newton. But still, Gronkowski, well-respected, Browns fan, you got to love that. You know, Joe Banner told me back in October, when they make changes, if they make changes, they're going to stick with this new regime for a while and see how it plays out. Too many teams give up too early. You got to ride out the highs and the lows if you want to have sustained success over the long run.
I'm here at the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is the hub of the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine. Inside is where the players stay and also where the player interviews take place. Let's go inside and get a behind-the-scenes look. Browns fans, I'm now joined by the director of video operations for the Cleveland Browns, Chad Bogard. Chad, we're here at the 2013 Combine, and we're inside the official interviewing room. Take us inside and tell us, what do you got going on here?
Well, what we got going on is we got our coaching staff, our personnel staff that sit down with the players for one-on-ones, and they'll be able to watch video of the player. They'll be able to pull up games or certain plays of that player, and the player will walk them, the coaching staff and the personnel staff, through that play if they have any questions for them.
Being the video director of the Cleveland Browns, what is your role here at the Combine?
Well, our role is to make sure that we can film this interview for our coaching staff. They want to go back and look at it so that they can see any of the facial expressions that the player might give during that 15-minute interview.
Well, Chad, thank you for taking time out. And Browns fans, for more on what goes on in this room, we caught up with Director of Player Personnel, John Sandusky. Let's take a listen.
They're really important, and sometimes more important than the on-the-field stuff. You get to see how they react under pressure. You can put them in some adverse situations. And again, are they taking the blame for what they did? Are they blaming somebody else? But really, you can hit a little bit on their personal life, you know, where they grew up, you know, a little bit about their family, and then we quickly move over to the football stuff, put some video on the board, and have them kind of walk us through what they're thinking on certain plays.
That concludes day one of the Combine. Be sure to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com throughout the week for more coverage. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.